Lord, for all of you. Amen. Okay. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, thank you for being out on this morning. I thank the Lord for blessing us to see another day
yes.
that we've never seen before.
Yes.
Lord Jesus Christ, and just setting our souls on fire, helping us to understand this is a new year.
Yes.
And we want to get things together.
Right.
Get right what we hadn't gotten, we didn't have right last year. And try our best to move forward in Jesus' name.
That's right.
Say through him. And I truly thank the Lord just for the thought he gave me this morning. I know, you know, we probably may be a little tired, but I just wanted to share with you something the Lord Jesus Christ has given me. And I thank the Lord because sometimes when you get the thought, it kind of tumbles back and forth in your head.
Yep.
Should I? Should not? Is that the right way? And then my brain just goes on this whole trip, and it just goes, and I'll be like, Jesus, please help. But I thank this morning, I thank Jesus on this morning, that he kind of just, I had the message, but it was this one word that just jumped out this morning. And I thank you, because when it did, it just like pulled all the pieces together.
All right.
And so now this morning, we're going to visit that this morning, understanding, we think about, like, for the new year.
Yes.
A lot of people are prepping now.
Yes, they are.
They're trying to do resolutions.
Yep.
What can I do to do better? Yep. I didn't do it last year. I'm going to try to do it better this year.
Right.
A lot of times their minds are not on Jesus. Okay. Right. So it's, I'm going to lose weight. I want more money.
Yep.
I need a bigger house. I need to do this for my kids. I need to do this for myself. All the things concerning who? Themselves.
Yeah.
You know, me.
Yeah.
I got to do, I got to have, I need to do this, I got to do that. And you think about it, you said there is no mind frame for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
Okay, so, and I think, on this morning, so I wanted to encourage the saints, all of us that are here, so the message is kind of like an encouragement, to make sure we don't get caught up in that mind frame.
Right.
We shall understand that the Lord Jesus Christ has brought us here for a purpose and for a reason.
Right.
Isaiah 43:7, it tells us specifically that we were created for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right. That's right.
And you think about when something gives you glory, all the time when I think about the word glory, I think about light.
Yeah.
Or something that shines above everything else. This is what my life is supposed to reflect.
Right.
To my creator.
Right.
He took the time to form me, hallelujah, each and every one of us. My life is created to give him glory.
Right.
Nothing else.
Right.
Not my own glory. Right. In my mind, I should be saying, not my will, but what? Thy will be done.
Right.
The will of the Lord Jesus Christ be done in my life.
Right.
Now, am I saying there's anything wrong with doing the things that you want to get done? No. It's good that we have goals. It's good that we have a mind to do and make ourselves better.
Yep.
Like y'all just got to say. But don't forget Jesus.
Yep.
He, like our sign outside says, he is my salvation.
That's true.
Without Jesus Christ, I cannot make it.
Right.
I won't make it
in
2023.
Right.
You may live to the end, but where will your mind
right.
be?
Right.
Will your mind still be on the Lord Jesus Christ?
Right.
Understanding he is my creator.
Right.
And I owe him praise for who he is in my life. All that he has done for
That's
me.
True.
You know, so we, keep these things in mind as we approach. Say another year. I hear the saints say, Sister Mitchell said, whatever we didn't do last year, we want to do it this year.
Right.
And we want to really purpose that in our mind. Don't just say it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, they'll make their resolutions, then they'll break them halfway through the year.
Yep.
I try again next year. Some
yep.
people say, I'm going to read the Bible the whole year. And I'm like, oh, well, I'll just wait till next year.
Right.
And all these things. But when it comes to Jesus, right. you really need to make a commitment.
Yes.
My commitment
yes.
to him. He's Jesus. Committed to me each
yep.
and every day.
Yep.
He wakes me up with a, like say, brand new mercy.
Yep.
He wakes me up with the right mind. Why? Because I asked him to.
Right.
Some of it is because he's God and because he loves us.
Right.
He wakes us up anyways. Give us another opportunity to get the things that we did not do right,
yep.
to get them right.
Yep.
Okay? So we're going to keep moving, but we thank the Lord, like you said, with understanding that the Lord Jesus Christ created us for his glory. And like I was saying last night, excuse me, saints. The scripture that tells us about, I think it's in Acts 26. In him we live, we move, and we have our being.
Yep.
And if we really sit back and think about these scriptures, these things that the Lord is saying through his word, it's not just here for a pretty little book.
Right.
To put me to read and say, oh, that was a beautiful story.
Mm-hmm.
No, it lets me know I live, I move, I have my being because of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And he tells in Genesis 2:7, he said, when he breathed into Adam's nostrils, the breath of life.
Right.
Then and only then did Adam become a living soul.
Right.
Yeah. We had a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's true.
Adam lost it for us.
Yep.
We lost that righteous relationship with Jesus Christ.
Right.
That this is why he has come.
Jesus.
This is why he has come. He shed the blood. He died for us.
Jesus.
That to put us back in that situation, to put us back in that right relationship with him once again.
That's
I believe Hebrews 13:12 says he suffered without the gate.
Yeah.
Why? To sanctify him a people. And this is what we got to understand, like you say, on today, moving forward. And like you say, I think in my mind, and this is what I do for myself, I can't write the story the way I want to write it.
Right.
It got to be done the way Jesus. Matter of fact, it's going to be done the way Jesus said.
The only thing is
I don't conform to it. I'm going to go kicking and screaming.
Yep.
Right. Why? Because myself, I don't want to have a part of. Flesh don't want to do.
No, it doesn't.
You know, we have a hard time being obedient.
Yep.
We got a hard time being humble.
Yes,
we got a hard time being submissive.
Yes, we
and the Lord tries to teach us, listen, you know, I created you for my glory.
Right.
Don't you understand?
Yep.
They said, but we'll still keep going about each and every day. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And you wake up every day thinking this is going to be the day you're going to do. And you don't keep in mind, this could be my last day.
Right.
He could call me today.
Yep.
And where will I be after he calls me?
Be?
You know, and I keep thinking that thing in my mind, and it keeps resonating with me. We're going to get to our scripture. But, you know, with the breath of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
I walk, I do things. We wake up every day.
Yep.
We wake up, we go to the shower. I'm breathing.
Yep.
Thank you, Jesus, for another day. Thank you, Lord, for the air. Thank you for this. But then in our minds, we may get off and we may do other things that are not centered on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
Not understanding whose air is it.
Yep.
It's Jesus' air.
Right.
It's the Lord's air.
Right.
He tells me specifically what I need to do in his word and what I need to do his air. If I want to go back with him,
right.
You know, not to thank the Lord for it, because it's a beautiful, it's a precious thing to understand who we serve,
right.
Who is our God,
right.
Jesus Christ, that he is my God, okay?
Yes.
Like, I think about Romans 13:12, and like you say, he suffered without the gate to sanctify him a people.
Yep.
How did he sanctify us? It's through his blood.
It's through his blood.
It's through the blood of the Lord Jesus
Christ.
That's
right. That's
right. Acts 2:38. We hear it all the time.
Yep.
Repent.
Yep.
Be baptized in Jesus' name, tarry.
Mm-hmm.
And like you say, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. 2:21. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord
shall
be saved.
Right. Right.
But like you say, he lets me know, Adam lost this thing for you, but because I love you, I'm bringing you back to it. I want you to come back to me where I had you at in the beginning.
Right.
I'm created for his glory.
Right.
With that understanding, for those of us that have the Holy Ghost,
mm-hmm.
those of us that are trying to seek the Holy Ghost,
mm-hmm.
he gives us a scripture. Elder started hit on it last night, and I thank the Lord for it.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 12:1-2.
Yep.
Let's turn to it all together. Because
right.
we want to really embrace this going into the new year.
All right.
We're going to try our best to take our time with it, you know, so we can really get a whole understanding. And there's one word that jumped out from these two scriptures. And then it tells me here, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren,
mm-hmm.
by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Right.
Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind,
right.
that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. Okay? And the word that kind of jumped out from the first scripture was present.
All right.
Presentation.
Mm-hmm.
I tell my children all the time,
mm-hmm.
your presentation speaks volumes
yes,
for
it
you.
Does.
When it's time to show up for something, the way you look
Yep.
And the way you present yourself,
yep,
it speaks volumes.
Yes, it does.
You don't have to open your mouth and say a word.
Yep.
But as soon as they see you coming, they got a picture.
Yes,
all right.
They do.
Why? Because it's based on my what?
Presentation. Yep. Yep.
The Lord Jesus Christ is trying to get us to understand He's looking for a certain way for us to present ourselves to Jesus Christ, who is my God, who is my Savior, who is my provider, deliverer. All these things we give the name to the Lord Jesus Christ to.
Right.
But He's letting me know, you want me to be your God. There's a certain way I want you to present yourself.
That's true.
What does the word present mean? It means to show or to offer.
Yep.
I'm offering myself as a living sacrifice.
Right.
I think in terms of when all of us in here, some of the things they cook, and they cook wonderful meals. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. But if I put it on a trash can top and you serve it to somebody, do you think the person wants it?
Right.
No, they don't.
That's
because why? You're letting them know, I'm giving it to you however I feel like.
Right.
When it comes to Jesus, we cannot present to Him any kind of way.
That's right.
At all.
That's right.
We have to make sure that I am conscious of my presentation. What does He ask me for? I wrote words down like praise.
Yeah.
When it comes down to time for praise, how am I presenting? Well, I'm just going to clap my hands a little bit because I'm tired. My head really hurts. You know, and I'm feeling like this and I'm feeling like that. But what about Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Right. What about, because He presented Himself.
Yes, He did.
He presented Himself on that cross.
Yes, He did.
Did He sit there and say, well, I feel like I'm going to hang up here for a few hours, and then I'm going to stop because I'm real tired.
Right.
The sun is real hot.
Right.
You know, they hit me real hard.
Yeah.
And this stuff hurts up here.
Right.
You know, these are the things that we say out of our mouths as humans.
Yep.
And we forget what Jesus Christ is looking for as presentation to Himself.
That's right.
I mean, and I think that take that very seriously when it comes time for presentation.
Yep.
You need to offer Jesus your best.
Yes.
Your best.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Right.
He gives me His best each and every day.
Yep.
And He wakes me up. He don't skip a beat with my heart.
No, He doesn't.
He don't skip a beat with my ear.
No, He doesn't.
But He gives it to me. Why? Because He's letting me know why. He got a message He's trying to tell me.
Right.
He's trying to tell me, I'm your Savior.
Yes.
Without me, you are nothing.
Nothing. Yep.
Without me, you cannot do anything.
Right.
I think about Elder Scudder was talking about not too long ago. He said, you know, without Jesus, you can do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up one morning. This is my Bell's Palsy. Many of you have experienced it. Amen. And I woke up, went to sleep one night. I was batting my eyes. I woke up the next day, I could not bat my eye.
Mm-hmm.
I could not bat my eye. Mm-hmm. Why? Because Jesus has stopped. He allowed it to stop.
Yep. Yep.
It's a lot of things we understand without the help of the Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot
can't do.
That's
right.
We can't do.
That's right.
In
That's
a certain
right.
way, I've got to be able to show Jesus. I say, in the midst of all of that, where's my presentation?
Right.
Am I going to stay home? My eye. I don't want to stay, look at my eyeball. Mm-hmm. No.
Yep.
I still got to go to church,
yep,
cover my eye up and praise Jesus,
because
He's worthy, hallelujah.
Right.
Like you said, my service, Elder Scudder was encouraging us, without attending.
Yep.
We got to be here, saints.
Yep.
We
yep.
got to be here.
Yeah.
He tells us in His word, do not neglect the assembling of yourself together. We got to understand it, because if we don't, we're going to miss it.
Yes.
We're going to miss Jesus
That's
is coming.
Right.
Like He told us before, you're going to open your eyes. My sister was sharing with me. She said, oh, and the man, he was down and he was still being tormented years later.
Mm-hmm.
That man still today is saying, the rich man, my soul
is
being tormented
in this flame.
In this flame. Hallelujah. If we don't get it in our minds how we are to approach that this holy God,
right,
this God that gives us His everything, He gives us His all and His all. If we don't learn how to present to Him, like you said, we're going to miss out.
Yes.
We really are.
Yep.
There's some other words that they have here. I beseech ye therefore, brethren. They're urgently asking us.
Yep.
Paul is urgently asking saints, I beseech you.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, brethren, by the mercy.
By the mercy.
The mercies of God.
Right.
You came in here this morning because of the
mercy
of
that's
Jesus Christ.
Right.
I'm going to tell you right now, something you did yesterday probably justified us dying and going to hell.
Right.
Something you thought in your mind,
yep,
something you may have said,
yep,
something you did, That's what outside of the will of the Lord Jesus Christ. But it tells me his mercy.
Yep.
He has compassion on me.
Yep.
Because he had the right, but he still has the power to judge me.
Right.
He got the power to punish me.
Jesus.
Because he's God.
Right.
And I thank him for it. It says, I beseech you, I'm urgently asking you by the mercies of God.
Yep.
With an F. Because there's plenty of mercy to give us each and every day. Because we don't get it right. We don't.
Nope.
We sit up when it's time to do stuff and we're doing other things.
Other things.
I think about Elder Scott. I said, he give us a Bible challenge. He give us words. He give us all kinds of stuff. And he said, thanks. I ain't see nobody. I read it. Amen. And we should be reading them. Amen.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
I'm telling you right now, the Lord has placed this man here to watch over our souls.
Right.
That if we didn't know how, if we knew how to do it, we wouldn't be
here. We wouldn't be here.
He put him in place to give us the spiritual nourishment I need for my soul.
Right.
So yes, I take my phone out. Amen. Let me answer A, B, C, D, E. And if I get three wrong, amen.
Right.
Go back and study some more. Because you ain't know. You don't know. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I take these things seriously.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said he give us these people, put them in place for us to give us his holy word.
Yes.
Jesus is not here in the flesh, but he's given us a man of God that to give us the holy word.
Yes.
It's for us to encourage us
to shine
your light, hallelujah, to live holy, to live sanctified amongst those that are out there because the people are lost.
Yes.
And we cannot, he gave us a Bible lesson not too long ago, excuses.
Right.
What is that? The killers of the soul.
Right.
Like the Lord tell us, don't make profit, don't make excuse for this flesh.
Right.
Stop making excuses for it. Hallelujah.
Right.
If anybody should have made an excuse
Jesus,
for the flesh, it's
Jesus.
When he hung up on that cross with that blood streaming down.
Yep.
The blood sticking to his body.
Yep.
All hanging in the hot sun.
Yep.
The tongue cleaving to the top of his mouth.
Right.
Instead of them giving him water, they're giving him vinegar. Instead of them helping him, they're spearing him in the side.
Right. Right.
Instead of them doing anything to help him, they're putting things all in his hands, in his arteries, in his feet, because they were determined, we want to kill you.
Right.
We want you to die.
Stop.
Hallelujah. Anybody has a right to say, no, I can't do this. It was nobody but the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
Why? But he kept moving. Why?
Yes, he did.
Because he loves us.
Yes, he
That's
did.
Called presentation.
Right.
He gave his all to
he
us.
Did.
Right.
Thank
yes,
you,
he
Jesus.
Did. Yes,
when
he
it
did.
Comes time to fasting, we should what? Fast.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep.
We can't go back without doing the word.
Right.
We can't see Jesus without doing the word.
Right.
When it comes time to paying my offering and my tithe, I should do it.
Yep.
He should be right on top.
Yep. Yep.
It should be no question about it. Earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
Without him, I don't have
can't
a dollar.
Do
without Jesus, I don't have a job. Without the Lord, I cannot do anything.
Right.
I give him what he gave me.
Yes, Jesus.
He don't have to give me nothing.
No, he
hallelujah.
No,
I thank the Lord. Sometimes I don't even look at my phone. I just say, well, I thank you. I hope my paycheck is in. Why? Because I use it for things that I know the Lord Jesus Christ desired for me to use.
Right.
I don't use it on nonsense.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. I got to buy what I need.
Yep.
But for the most part, I want to spend it on what Jesus has help me to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Help me to please you.
Right.
Help use me, Jesus.
Use
Hallelujah.
That's
if
right.
I can help somebody, help
that's
me to do.
Right. That's
I understand
right.
this
that's
thing,
right.
saint.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
And we got to get it in our mind.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
That Jesus, with Jesus, he is our God.
Yep.
Without him, I'm nothing. Hallelujah.
Yep.
It tells me by the mercies of God, present your body.
My body.
Present your body.
Yes.
Galatians 2 and 20, it tells me the life that I now live. It's not the flesh.
Nope.
I can't live this life in the flesh.
Right.
It's because of Jesus.
That's
inside of me that I'm able to live.
Yep.
Present your body of what?
Living
sacrifice.
Yep.
It says he breathed into Adam's nostrils.
Yep.
And then and only then he became a living soul.
Right.
Like it's that only way I can become living, I got to have the new birth on
you. That's right.
And I mean, we really got to embrace that thing.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
Yep.
We really need to get in urgently. Like you said, I'm urgently asking you
right.
to do this thing.
Yep.
Why?
Yep.
Because I understand. God, without him, you're going to go to hell.
That's right.
We're going to the pit.
That's
people don't
right.
want to hear it.
No,
they don't want to say it. But the man said, my soul is being torn
in the
hell. Hell can flame
right.
and hell fight.
Right.
It's no you, Jesus. This is why we got to be serious about our service.
Right.
Everything we do.
Yep.
Make up your mind.
Yep.
Jesus is first.
Yep.
Jesus is first.
Right.
I sit up here, yes, my hands, my Scott, I play the drum. My hands are numb. I was just telling Ella Scuddy yesterday, I was looking up about carpal tunnel. And I'm telling you right now, all of these fingers here be numb
Jesus.
Most of the day.
Jesus.
They're numb most of the day.
Jesus.
But what do I get them sticks,
yep.
and I'll hold them, and
yep.
some of you all sing songs that blow my mind.
Yep.
And I'll be up there beating sweat, and I'm like, help me, Jesus. Why? Because the Jesus is able. I'm going to let him use his body. You hear me? He's going to use his body. Present your body a living sacrifice. You may not want to hear it, but it's
Jesus.
True anyhow. Hallelujah. The Lord's word is true.
Yes, it is. Yes,
all the stuff that God got, a lot of stuff.
Yep.
I can go down and live. Hallelujah. But I'll never let you see. Hallelujah. Every now and then you might say, oh, Mother Scott, what's wrong? Yeah, my back. But I'm going to still say, praise the Lord. I'm on my knees calling Jesus. I'm going to still call him.
Right.
Because my back, whatever could be hurting,
yep.
but I give him my back.
Yes,
I don't bow down to the world.
Right.
I told my son this morning, we don't bow down
don't
to,
bow
the world.
To the world. No.
You don't get down and say, yes, world,
right.
I'm going to do you.
Right.
And Jesus, I'll do you later.
Right.
No.
Right.
The Lord can stop your heart at any second. Do you understand, Saint? We got to be serious about it. I mean, family, I don't care who it is, what it is. Jesus Christ is first. Without him, you cannot live, move, or have your being. Unfortunately, the world do not understand it. But we as the saints, we need to understand
it.
We need to get it in our mind that Jesus Christ is my help. He's my salvation. And I'm not getting out of here without him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to keep moving to our living sacrifice.
Yes.
What is the sacrifice? It's something that you give to somebody.
Right.
Sacrifice. That means I'm giving up something to give out for what I have or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I'm giving up what? Giving up me.
Yep.
Right.
Giving up my mind, my thoughts,
yep.
the way I want to
do it. Yes.
We do it all the time.
Yes, we do.
It's shameful sometimes because you try to tell people, try to be a little bit more humble.
Mm.
Try to study to be quiet.
Yeah.
Do your business.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is what the word tells us to do. But yet and still, I want to do it this way.
Right.
Well, I know Elder Scudder said, but.
But. Yep. Yep.
I know Jesus said it's able, but.
Right.
What but?
Right. Right.
What but?
Right. Right.
Without him, you die. Yep. Without him, you can't live.
Right.
There is no,
no
but.
That's right. True.
He said, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ,
he is none of him.
Thank you, Jesus. I thank him. Hallelujah. Because I said, whichever way the word comes, amen. Thank you
Jesus,
for my mind.
Jesus,
it's a process.
Jesus.
It's a discipline in your mind.
Yep.
To learn to help you understand and receive the word how it comes.
Yep.
The word comes to let me know you better present your body.
Right.
You better present your body. When we out there in the world, people need to know that I belong to Jesus. When I'm out there, it's time for church. People should say, I'm not going to ask him or her to do this or that because I know they are going to serve it.
That's
Jesus is first in their life. Matthew 6 and 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other stuff will come after. He told us that don't do these things because all that stuff, the Gentiles, they seek after that nonsense. What they're going to eat, what they're going to wear. Without Jesus, you can't do any of it. You can't do nothing at all. He tells me to seek him first. I was going to already share with you. He said he shared with one person before and said, you need to put Jesus first. And I'm putting him first. And you haven't seen them in months. How in the world are you putting them first?
Are you putting Jesus first?
How can you be putting him first?
Right.
And it's not this message, like you say, it's not to criticize, but it's to wake us up.
Yeah.
Elder Scott tells us we need to wake up.
We
got to wake up
and
understand that my salvation is drawing now and now to me.
Jesus.
I love everybody that say, you get on the phone and say, I want you to be saved.
Jesus.
I want you to be saved. But I can't make you be saved.
Right.
I can't make you.
Nope.
And he said this altar is down here for everybody. The Lord said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. But you got to understand the Lord Jesus Christ is always. And I'm matter of fact saying he is going to be always first. I tell my loved ones, you may not put him first, but he's going to be first.
He is going to be first.
He's going to show you he's first. Like I say, if you wake up in hell, it's fine. You're going to know you just should have him first. that's the wrong time to understand. Only in hell. Like I said, when the message came forth and I understood the message was coming to me, don't get mad. Go out there and say, Lord, how can I help me do that? Touch my mind. Hallelujah. Because if you don't, Jesus, I'm going to be lost. I'm going to be lost. Hallelujah. Yes, Satan is after our souls. Thanks. Hallelujah. Jesus. I thank him. Hallelujah. When that scripture says, the thief cometh not but for to kill, to steal, to destroy.
Yes, he does.
That's why he's here. And he's on his job. Believe it. When you don't see people most of the time or whatever time, like I said, don't scrutinize. But if you look around and you say, oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus, keep my mind. Because the devil is running rampant.
Yes, he is.
He's trying his best. I mean, he gets us through sickness. I don't care what it is, saints. He's going to do his best to attack us. And if you allow him, he's going to get you.
He's
gotten the best thing. The thing that you look up and you say, oh, they said never. And you look around and they hear they are. What happened? Yeah, because the mind. Your mind. And that leads us to the other scripture that tells here that present your body a living sacrifice. Holy. This is he telling me how to do it.
That's right.
There is a way to present yourself. Holy. Acceptable. Unto God, he tells me what? It's my
reasonable service.
I love the word because it says it's fair.
Right.
It's moderate. Why? He can do something else.
Right.
He can give us way more stuff to do. He can tell us stuff that blow our mind. You go, I can't do that.
Right.
Oh, yes, you can. Because I created you and I told you to do it. If you don't do it, what's my alternative? I'm going to wake up in hell.
Right.
But he said, it's your reasonable service to do what? Just present your body. A living sacrifice. Those of you that are paying for the Holy Ghost, you may not have the Holy Ghost, but you still got to present yourself in a position as if, I want the Holy Ghost.
Right.
I want to be saved.
Right.
It was this man I heard on the radio somewhere one time before, and I laughed. I told my mom. He said he told his kids at home, he said, listen, you may not be saved, but you're going to live like you are saved while you're in mine. So you may not have the Holy Ghost, but you're going to get it together while you're here. Like you said, I'm not telling you to pretend it, but like you said, get your life together. Like you said, those that are seeking, you got to pull away from those that are in the world. Really, make up your mind.
Make your mind.
And say, I don't want to be in the world.
Right.
I don't want to be shaking my high parts and stuff when the Lord tells me not to do it. I don't want to be turning up when he tells me not to do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be doing that stuff.
That's right.
He didn't tell me to do that.
No, he did not.
He told me to praise his name.
Thank you, Jesus, with
songs and spiritual songs.
That's
how he told me to bless him.
He
said to do a holy dance.
That's right.
Whatever you want to do a dance, come in here and shout.
Do
that.
That's true.
Do those things. Receive the Holy Ghost. Our brother right here. Brother Robert, every servant. And we may not have the Holy Ghost. I said, Jesus, thank the Lord for his mind. He may not be saved, but what does he do? He come
he
in. And he praised Jesus.
The
same way be looking like, ooh, Brother Robert. I said, well, thank the Lord for his mind. Every time he get up.
Because
he got a Brother Jones. Every time they get up. Some of all of us, like you said, we got to have that mind
to
bless the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Verse 2 tells me, do not be conformed to this world. After he's letting me know to present my body a living sacrifice unto him, he told me how to do it. Be holy. Be acceptable unto him. Because obviously there is a way that's not acceptable.
Right.
Simple, worldly, carnal, fleshly. Those things are not acceptable
to Jesus.
That holy, acceptable unto God is my reasonable service. He didn't give me nothing real crazy and weird.
Right.
But he gave me something that I can do.
Yep.
But it tells me, be not conformed to this world. But be transformed. Don't be conformed. Don't allow your mind to be like the world.
Right.
Like I said, the world over here. And I'm supposed to be over here saying,
right.
But the world's saying, come on, and I'm just, okay.
Right along
and
with.
I'm just going right on
yep.
over.
Yep.
I'm conforming to
yep.
the world.
Right.
I'm telling the world it's okay.
Yep.
It's all right.
Yep.
I'm okay being with you. It's
right.
okay.
Right.
I'm going to hang out with you a little bit.
Right.
And we're going to have a little fun
yep.
and all these things. The next thing you know what? You're doing exactly what the world is doing.
Yep.
Right. You're dressing. You're looking. You're
yep.
talking
yep.
just like the world.
Yep. Yep.
And then you say, I want Jesus to bless my soul
mm-hmm.
and my mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's no way in this world.
No, it's not.
No. That don't add up.
No, it
doesn't. At the end of the day, I remember 1 and 1 equals what? 2.
Yep.
On an apple tree, apples grow, not oranges.
Right.
Like you said, we got to do the things that make sense.
Yes.
Right.
Do not conform
to
the
world.
But be what?
Transformed.
Many of us seen the movie Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
You seen how the little car, they be called 1 minute, next thing you know, when they get ready to fight, they transform into
yep.
little metallic people.
Yep.
And they jump up and they ready to do their thing. They
right.
got their swords or whatever it is.
Right.
They got. You like to transform your mind.
Yep.
Like I said, not conform to this world, but be ye transformed
yep.
by the renewing.
That's it.
Of your mind.
That's it.
If I haven't made up my mind last year to get it together, make it up this year.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I believe this is for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I know we sit back sometimes when we listen, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I really believe the Lord has really like blessed my mind and helped me understand He's drawing now.
Yeah.
And this year, you know, like you said, we have to approach each year. I don't know. We don't know. And I, like I said, no, it's not for gloom.
Jesus.
It's not for doom. We want you to praise Jesus.
Yes.
But we also want you to be on guard.
Right.
Understand and be aware of what am I doing when it comes to presentation for the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's true.
Elder Williams used to give us this sheet, and it calls my emergency seeking chart.
Yep.
How many times am I testifying?
Yeah.
How many times am I singing?
Yeah.
How many times am I witnessing?
Right.
How many times am I studying,
yeah.
fasting,
yep.
reading,
yep.
giving?
Yep.
It's so many things to do for Jesus.
Yes.
It's so many
yes.
things to do for
yes.
Him.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Like you said, He gives us so much.
Yes, He does.
He gives us everything.
Yes, He does.
Some of us don't even deserve.
That's
and He
right.
still gives it
yes,
to us.
Jesus.
We sing the song, I know I don't
deserve
all the good things that He does.
Yes.
But He keeps what?
Right on
yes. blessing me.
Yes, He does. Yes,
there's
yes.
so many things that
yes,
we can do
yes.
for the Lord Jesus Christ. Our pastor has given us charts to make sure we understand I'm not doing so much of worldly things.
Right.
I'm doing some spiritual. That chart I did right now. Examination time.
Yep. Yep.
Go over yourself and
yep.
make sure I'm presenting myself.
Right.
When I give Jesus, what am I giving
right.
Him?
Right.
Don't just give Him anything.
Right.
Don't be haphazard. You know, I think about you know, you say when people get on your nerves or whatever, and we go through it in the store with the sales store checkers, the cashier, and we understand service, customer service.
Mm-hmm.
And when they don't give us their best, we be like, oh,
right.
I'm not coming back to this place no
right.
more. I'm not coming here. Why? Because they're pretty much telling you, here,
right.
take that.
Right.
You know, you're like, whoa, I came in for a cheeseburger
right.
and some french fries,
right.
and you're just throwing cold stuff to me. You know, you're treating me any kind of way.
Right.
We don't want that.
No, we don't.
If we don't want it, why do you think
why
Jesus
why do we think
right?
Jesus is
the The Lord Jesus Christ doesn't want it.
No, He does not.
He wants the best from
yes,
us.
Yes, He does.
Take this word,
yep.
put it down on the inside
yep.
of us, help it be a part of us.
That's right.
I present to Jesus
right.
my best.
Yes.
A living sacrifice.
Yes.
I got to be holy. The rest of it says transform by the renewing
mm-hmm.
of your
mind.
That you may prove what is that good,
yep.
acceptable,
yep.
and the perfect will of
God.
What is the will of the Lord? That every man
be
saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Like you said, we don't want to get to the point where we just come in and just say, well, I did it.
Yeah.
I think the book of Matthew tells us about when the people said, Lord, open to us.
Mm-hmm.
He shut the door and He said, open, open.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we served in your name. We
yep.
did all these things in your name,
yep.
Lord.
Yep.
And Lord said, you depart from me, you
worker
of
iniquity.
But even though you were there, you really weren't there.
Yeah,
right.
You
might have made all your service, but you really weren't there.
Right.
I know your heart.
Right.
I know your mind.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I thank Him. Hallelujah. Because He is a just God.
Yes, He is.
And not just for you, you know, for myself.
Yep.
And I think about it, I said, listen, If he comes back for me and I'm not where I need to be, yes. He is just ascending my soul to this.
Yes.
Amen. It's just as simple as that. Yep. And we really got to embrace that his word to understand that.
Yep.
Like I say, it's just as simple as that. If I don't do the word, my home is not with the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And one more, the other scripture I had was Isaiah 1:18 through 20.
That's right.
And I'm going to read that. And I'm going to stop because this is more or less, you know, just to admonish us. Our pastor was talking to us last night about, you know, just getting our minds together.
Jesus.
You know, people are falling by the wayside.
Jesus.
They really are.
Jesus.
You know, and I don't think because we embrace this life like we're supposed to.
Right.
And understand, you know, the wonderful tasks, the wonderful things Jesus has done that for us. It was just giving himself for us. And we're going to go to Isaiah 1. And we're going to read 18 through 20. And it tells me here, come now.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord said, let us reason together. Let's talk.
Yep.
Let me let you know something. And it says here, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, if you come to me, they'll be what? White as snow.
Yep.
Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Just as white as the sheep's wool.
Right.
But then it tells me here, if I don't come to him, if I'm not obedient to what he tells me to do, which is present my body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, if I don't stay away from the world and don't conform myself and I don't transform my mind to be on Jesus, it tells me here, if you be willing and obedient, I'll do what?
Eat the good of the land.
I'll eat the good of the land.
Right.
He'll let you give me some promises here, but he also promised me what? Life more what?
Abundance.
Yeah. The new heaven and the new earth.
That's right.
It's no reason to suffer all this time and die and go away from
you
and be departed from Jesus.
That's true.
We ought to have our minds set on the new heaven.
That's right.
The new earth.
That's right.
And he's going to put here and there will be no sin at all.
Mm-hmm.
We talk all day long, people shooting, they're doing this, they're killing, they're killing. There will be none of that.
None of that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yep.
None of that will be there.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And it's for the saints. Hallelujah,
right.
Jesus.
That's right.
It's for those that have held on.
That's right.
And have faith through this life to understand that I'm going to see the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
Yes, right now we go through some things and that devil try to get in your mind.
Yep.
Lord Jesus, help me. Yeah. He get in my mind. Help me, Jesus. The devil is fighting all in my mind.
Yep.
But I got to get him to reform your mind.
Yeah.
Transform your mind. Renew your mind.
That's right.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yep.
Lord, I'm looking for you to help me.
That's right.
Help me, Jesus. And when you come, I understand this world is not my home.
That's right.
This world, is not, I don't belong
not
here.
Home.
Not this world.
Jesus.
Oh, no. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Sin dwells here.
Yep.
I don't want a hallelujah, Jesus.
Want no
I don't want no part of it.
No.
And when he says he's coming to destroy, yes, he is.
Yep.
He's coming with a wrath like no other.
Yes.
This world is going to reel and it's going to rock.
Yes.
You best believe everything here is going to be burned, but I don't want to suffer
Jesus.
Right along with the people. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I want to be caught up with Jesus.
Jesus.
Stay in the rapture, hallelujah, with the saints.
Yep.
We got to have that in our mind.
Yep.
Visualize it every single day.
Right.
When I wake up, this could be my last day.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
He could come for the saints at any moment.
Yep.
I want to be ready.
Yep.
I could be in the grocery store, standing there, minding my business. He called the saints, I want to go up. Hallelujah,
yep.
Jesus.
Don't
I don't want to be looking around wondering
believe.
What happened.
Yeah.
Why the people falling down?
Because
you're going to understand.
Yep.
You know the word. Hallelujah.
Yep.
We're going to know.
Yep.
The saints are gone. Hallelujah.
Yep.
And we're going to see the people. Hallelujah,
yep.
Jesus.
Yep.
We got to keep that thing in our mind.
That's true.
I got to be ready.
That's true.
Every day. I don't care what
Jesus,
I feel
Jesus,
like.
Jesus.
Present my body.
Yep.
Present my body, hallelujah. Present my body.
Yep.
Present my body,
right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
But it tells me to be here.
Be
here. Yep, I think about that. Lord, help us, Jesus, me included, with the time.
Mm-hmm.
Be here.
Yep.
Hallelujah, our brother, he be here. Thank you, Jesus, for his mind. But like you said, we need to, we got to be here.
Yeah.
Like I said, I can't blame nobody else. Thank you, Jesus.
Nope.
Do for myself.
Nope.
I think about my husband.
Nope.
Lord Jesus, come and take our pastor. Hallelujah. I said, and I know people say, oh, don't say that, but it's a true statement. What will you do? Are you going to keep running?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Are we going to leave and say, oh, I can't be there with the same other Saturday night day, I'm leaving. No. This is the place he was saved.
Yes.
He told you to be here.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Help the people. Other people got to come in and be saved.
Yes,
hallelujah.
They do.
Thank you, Jesus. Everything may not be peaches and cream all the time, but we got to be here.
Yep.
And as a present,
present
my body, hallelujah,
living
Jesus.
Sacrifice.
A living sacrifice.
That's
I'm not dead.
No.
Thank you, Jesus. Those of you that are seeking the Holy Ghost, you're not dead.
No.
You know, you said you're trying to live.
Yeah.
You're trying your best to live.
And
he said, when we get to this altar,
Jesus.
We call the name of Jesus. Because I'm trying to connect with what? Life.
Yes.
I went out there all day.
Yep.
Death has come upon me all day long.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
The fiery dots of the devil.
Yep.
They've just been piercing me all day.
Yep.
Thank
yep.
you, Jesus.
Yep.
Children,
yep.
family,
yep.
job,
yep.
finances,
yep.
health,
yep.
all of it. So when I get here,
yep.
I need to run.
Need
thank
to
you.
Run,
run to the altar.
Run.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Yep.
Help my mind, Lord.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
That's why you can't miss being
Jesus,
here.
Jesus.
You can't. People don't understand. Why are you being in church so much? Yeah, because I need to.
Yeah.
I've got to be
my
here.
Life
I'm out, yeah, my life depends on it. My soul, my mental stability depends on it. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Yeah, I got to get down there. Every now and then you say, my body.
Yeah.
Oh, I get to hurt and I get to lean. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Then I said, no, get back up. Lift your hands. Call Jesus.
Yep.
Jesus, Jesus,
yep.
Jesus,
right.
Jesus. Why? Because I want the Lord to do
right.
that. Lord, I need Jesus to bless in mighty ways, God. I need him to bless me.
Right.
I need him to bless my children.
Right.
I need him to bless all my loved ones.
Right.
God got to keep calling the name
Lord
of the
Jesus.
Lord Jesus
yes,
Christ.
Lord Jesus.
He gave me a name.
Yep.
His name is Jesus.
Yes.
It's not God. It's not all these other clicky names that they give him.
Yep.
His name is
Jesus
Christ.
Yes, it is.
And we got to call him.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
For the help. Hallelujah.
Jesus,
thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
I thank him. Hallelujah. Because he gives us that understanding.
Yes,
name. A lot of people miss it.
Yep.
They miss it.
Yep.
And I was sharing with somebody, I said, people walk away.
Yep.
They walk away from it because they miss.
Yep.
They don't understand the purpose and the reason why we are here.
Right.
It is not to be here to look at my brothers and my sisters.
No, it's not.
It's here because I need my soul saved.
That's it.
It's here because I need to be right.
That's
when the
it.
Lord calls for me,
it.
One of these days he's going to call your name.
Yep.
And he's going to say, come forth.
Yep.
Give me an answer.
Yep.
What you done? Hallelujah,
right.
Jesus.
That's right.
I thank him. Hallelujah.
That's right.
This is why we run, saints. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Don't slack up in your running.
No.
Yeah.
Don't stop running for Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Don't get the little funny things in your mind.
Yep.
That's what one of the ladies, she said, those little demons, they stir up.
Yeah.
And they try to tell you, oh, this is happening.
Yep.
Oh, nobody, everybody looking at me, and I look funny.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going on.
Yeah.
And they might be talking about, no.
No.
Get down here to this altar.
Lord,
say, Lord, regulate my mind.
Yeah.
The devil's trying to stir up. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
He's trying to mess up my walk,
yeah.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
But he told me if I be willing
and
obedient,
right.
I will eat the good of the land.
Yep.
But he also told me, if I refuse and I rebel, a lot of people say today, I'm not rebelling. I don't know when the word comes forth and it tells me something to do.
Mm-hmm.
My tithes, my offering, my prayer time, my fasting time, my time for just Jesus and him alone.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things, if I refuse to do it and I rebel against his word, these are his precious words in this book.
Yep.
I pick it up. We ought to be kissing it every
yes,
day.
Jesus.
We ought to be hugging
Jesus,
his love.
Jesus,
oh, Lord,
Jesus,
help me.
Jesus.
Give me a word to something right now. Bother me. Let me turn to something
turn
real quick. No, you know, because everything you need is here.
Yes.
It's right here. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We got a question about anything.
Yes.
Like I said, nobody was there for me. I couldn't reach the pick this word
up. Pick up the word.
Whosoever shall call
on
the
name
of the Lord shall
be
saved. I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Jesus.
Those things are here.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Show me, Jesus, where to go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But that's only when I'm what? Presenting.
Right.
That's only when I'm presenting my body.
Right.
A living sacrifice. Hallelujah. Unto the Lord Jesus Christ, I understand. He's my God. Without him, I'm nothing, saints.
Yeah.
Without him, we are absolutely, positively nothing.
Right.
But he says that we refuse and rebel.
Yep.
We'll be devoured by the sword.
Yep.
For the mouth of who?
The Lord.
Has spoken. And who is the Lord?
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Said, I refuse and I rebel.
Yep.
And I go right on. No. If ain't nobody tell me nothing. I don't got time. And I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And the pastor said, well, I'm not going to fast Tuesday. I'm going to fast on Wednesday. Yeah. I don't feel it. How this, you know, all these little things. We just rebelling.
Yep.
Rebelling.
Yep.
And we sit, you know, in the Lord, like he said, I know your heart.
Yes.
I try you. I know.
Yep.
I know you.
Yep.
He knows us better than we know ourselves.
That's right.
Some stuff you don't figure out till later on. You be like, oh, yeah, okay. That was the reason why.
Right.
But he already knows.
He already knew it.
Right. Thank you, Jesus. We got a God that can reveal it to us.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is why we stay here at this altar.
Yeah. Right.
So he can keep showing us those things.
Right. Showing
keep showing
us.
Me
yes.
that way.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But he said, you will be devoured by
the
sword.
Sword.
What is the sword? This
word.
Thing right
word.
Here. The same word you reject now, you're going to what?
Judge
it's going
to judge
you
in
the end.
That's good.
And it says, whosoever name was not found,
written
in the Lamb's book of life, they were what? Cast into the lake of fire. Your name got to already be there.
Yes, it does.
Don't let Jesus keep erasing and putting your name there. Erase, put your name, put your name. Nine come out of ten, it ain't going to be there when it comes time for you to have your name there. We need to make sure that we do like we're supposed to do. And I mean it. Like you said, help us, Lord Jesus, to just draw in. I don't know. You know your own self.
Yeah.
You know yourselves. You know what you are.
Yep.
You know what you need to do
yep.
for yourself.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Right. Hallelujah, Jesus, to
right.
receive salvation,
yep.
right.
to stay safe.
Yep.
You know what
you
need
to
do.
Right. You know
I admonish
you
yep. to do it.
Yep.
And do it quickly.
Yep.
Hallelujah, but he said, behold, I come quickly.
Yes.
And he said, my reward I bring with me
yep.
to give every man. Thank you, Jesus.
Yep.
When our pastor is speaking,
Jesus.
I advise all of to listen attentively.
Jesus.
Listen. Because it's not Elder Scott, it's Jesus that's talking to us.
Jesus. Jesus.
It's the Lord Jesus Christ
Jesus.
Talking to us. Hallelujah. And he's trying to get your attention.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thanks. Keep right on. Like
yep.
you say, present your body.
Yep.
Present your body.
Yep.
Love the Lord Jesus
yep.
Christ.
Right.
With everything that you got
that's
down on the
right.
inside of love him, like you said, with all your heart.
That's, right.
that's Mark 12 and 30.
Mm-hmm.
With your heart,
yep.
your mind, your
oh.
soul. I don't care. Like you said, you got to make up in your mind.
Yep.
People say this, that about you. Uh-uh. I don't care what you say.
Nope.
Right.
I don't care what you
nope.
say. Right.
Nope.
I'm not going to be the loser.
No.
I want Jesus.
Yep.
Jesus is my winner
yep.
all day long.
Yep. Yep.
Okay? I win every
time.
Day with Jesus.
That's
every
right.
day
that's
I win
right.
with
that's
Jesus.
Right.
Every day.
That's
he
right.
said he's more than the what? Whole world against
yep.
me.
Yep.
So I'd rather be over here with me and little Jesus.
Right.
Not to say little. Me and Jesus.
Yep.
My great big old God.
Right.
And I'm going to hold on to him.
Yep.
And the world against me.
Yep.
Oh, you crazy. Y'all shouldn't. You don't do this. Don't do that. You ain't got to do it that way. Don't do it that. Yeah, you do.
Yep.
Yes, you do. Because he's the creator.
Right.
He's the one that made it. And I'm going to hold on to him.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold on to
that's
him.
Right.
Hallelujah. Because why? Because I got to be ready.
Yeah. Right.
Saints, I remind you, keep presenting.
That's
keep
right.
presenting. Stay encouraged.
That's
keep
right.
presenting. Because why? We don't want to be lost.
That's
some
right.
of us have been in here for years.
Yep.
Like you said, we've been serving the Lord for many, many years.
Yeah.
Like you said, Mother Beth always said, it'd be a shameful thing. She said, I don't want to get this.
Yep.
And the Lord tell me to depart
from
me.
Right.
Why? Because you've been putting your all. We don't flip-flap with
no.
Jesus. Don't go back and forth.
That's right.
Don't go back and forth with him.
Yep.
You know, just stick with him.
Yep.
Stay committed to him. You may not like everything. It ain't for us to like.
Because
if we liked it, we would what? We wouldn't do it.
Right.
You know, if we liked everything, like you
yep.
said, we wouldn't need correction.
Yep.
But like you said, we're not going to like everything that comes, but it's for my good. Our parents back in the day, they gave us that nasty medicine. What was it called? 666 in the bottle.
Yep.
And you look at it, you're like, ooh, how in the world? But they gave it to you. And like you said, whatever happened with cod liver oil, castor oil, all that stuff was nasty. But it was good for you.
Yep.
Like you said, these things here, this word, it got some stuff in there that's going to cut me to the core.
Right.
But it's what? It's the best for me.
Yeah.
It helps me get back up and be better.
Yes, it does.
Present better to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So stay encouraged.
Yes.
Like I said, you know where you are in Jesus. If you're not saved, saints, come on. Come on to Jesus and let's be saved.
Yes.
If we know we need to be restored, let's get restored.
Right.
If we know we are not where we need to be at, let's get there.
Yes.
Let's get there.
Yes.
And let's start walking with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
He admonishes us, saints, in his word. Like I said, the word came out of nowhere this morning, present.
Yeah.
Like you said, and you know, I don't go around, I'm not no prophetess, whatever they call it, all this stuff. No, that's not me.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, he gives sometimes a word, and it's for a reason.
Yeah.
Like you said, learn to present ourselves.
Right.
Maybe we're not doing all we can to.
That's
do more.
Right. Do more.
So for the Lord Jesus Christ, our
that's
services,
right.
our auxiliary services, all these things, whatever we know we are in charge of and we got to do. Let's be about our business.
Yep.
Be about your business.
Yep.
All of your offerings. Whatever, like you understand, he gives it to us.
Yes,
right.
he
you
does.
Give it to him, he'll give it back.
Yes,
right.
he will.
He'll give you more.
Right.
Don't hold back from Jesus. Don't
that's
he says he was the Lord.
Right.
Give him.
Yep.
Like I said, because he will do for you
yes,
in the
he
end.
Will.
Okay? And the most important thing is, I want to stand before him
yep.
and be able to say thank you.
Right.
And like you said, tell me, enter into the joy.
Yep.
I want to go into the joy. Of the Lord, what he has for me, okay?
Yeah.
It is the best for us, saints, but we want to make sure we partake of it. Didn't mean to take up your time. I really don't know what time I started, but amen. But thank the Lord. I just want to encourage the saints on this morning.
Yes.
Our pastor, he hit on it last night about presenting ourselves.
Jesus.
And we want to do that, saints. When it comes time for Jesus, present him.
Jesus.
Give him your best,
yes.
okay?
Yes.
Sing to the best that you got.
Right. Yes.
Everybody may not be no melodious singer, but sing.
Yep.
Right. Open your mouth. Sing a song. Sing the praises of the Lord. Hallelujah. Clap your hands.
Yes.
You all realize he got cherubims and seraphims flying around him all day. Telling him, holy, holy, holy.
Yep.
All day long. Yep. That lets us know he don't need our praise.
No.
But he will sure love it.
Yep.
He will sure love it if we do it. He said he wants the praises of his people.
Yes.
Let's bless him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Like I said, whatever we go through, still coming here with a mind. I'm going to bless Jesus
right.
regardless.
Yep.
Even in my home,
yep.
stuff is cutting up. I'm still going to bless
yep.
him.
Yep.
Hallelujah. I'm still going to praise and magnify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Like I said, it disciplines our mind and helps us understand. I got a God I got to present to.
Right.
And he told me he wants me to be holy
yep.
and acceptable unto him.
That's right.
And he told me it's not reasonable.
That's
right.
Right.
So he ain't give me nothing hard. So he knows that you can do it.
Right.
You can.
Right.
You can.
Yep.
But the devil lets us make us think, no, I can't.
Right.
Oh, yes, you can.
Yep, you can.
He said you can do all things. Hallelujah. He wouldn't even give us that. And he said, I didn't give you something reasonable.
Right.
He said, but you can do all things through Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Said it because he gives us the strength to do his things, okay? So stay encouraged, saints. Keep running for the Lord Jesus Christ. When them thoughts come up, say, Lord Jesus, help me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, to do better. Why? Because I'm presenting
right.
before you. I don't want to give you anything, Lord, but I want to give you my best, all
right?
So we thank the Lord. I'm going to turn the service over in the hand of Elder Scott. Let's say amen.
Amen.
Definitely thank the Lord
Jesus.
For the message coming from
thank you, Jesus.
Evangelist Scott this morning. So great.